Why We Need to Be Still by Ann Peterson, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Anxiety, restlessness, heart racing. The day had come. We would finally have our memorial service for my sister Peggy, who died as a victim of domestic violence. And while her murder trial and this memorial were 2 decades after she was killed, it was still important for all of us. The trial did not go as we thought it would, but our minds were now on this last piece. Suddenly, a sharp pain shot through on my right side, throbbing. My daughter-in-law, Heather, called her mom, a nurse, and we were given a couple of things to try. It didn't have signs of appendicitis, so we resumed getting ready to leave. While anxious thoughts flew like gnats before me, Psalm 46:10 popped up in my mind. How we're instructed to be still and know that He is God. I prayed and held on to that verse with both hands. As the pain continued, I held on even tighter. Have you ever had a time when your peace just seemed to slip out of you? You worried, wringing your hands and feeling your heart rate quicken? I rode the 20-minute ride laying down in the van, praying the whole way. I was going. This memorial would happen. And so it did. God gave me the peace I needed to get up in front of the group assembled and share what my sister had meant to me. All 4 of us siblings shared. Then we all went to the cemetery and stood on her empty grave. Empty because we never recovered the body. Perhaps now we would finally have peace, though we still had unanswered questions. For the longest time, I'd foolishly believed if I just had more information, I would feel better. But in court, the more I learned, the worse I felt. Instead, God wanted me to trust Him through this whole ordeal. We're told in Colossians, our walk with the Lord should be one of faith, like the faith we exercised when we accepted Christ. Colossians 2:6. I don't understand why my sister was killed or why other difficult things happen in life, but I'm learning I can trust God with all my questions. He is sovereign and all-knowing. As a child trusts his loving parent, I can trust my Heavenly Father. David learned he could trust God when David was a mere shepherd boy, and when he faced a giant, he remembered the same God who helped him fight the lion and the bear would also help him with the Philistine. As Joseph sat in prison for a crime he didn't commit, he still trusted God. It was evident when Joseph's heart did not become embittered, but instead, Joseph remained open toward God. Paul sat in prison, shackled, and yet he chose to sing praises to God. Not because of the situation at hand, but because Paul knew God was faithful and worthy of praise. If we need reassurance that God is sufficient and more than capable of helping us with what we're facing today, we need to be still. For in the stillness, we will be reminded of other times God came through for us. And we'll remember why God tells us to cast our cares, 1 Peter 5:7. Psalm 46:10 has been a comfort to me over and over in my life. I know God is more than able to get me through anything I will face. I know that God is immutable. So if He helped me before, God will help me again, I need to be still so I can hear him. I'd like to close with this poem. God, why is peace so hard to hold? It slips right through my hands. Yet anxious thoughts all cling to me till I can hardly stand. He answers me, my precious one, the world is moving fast. Be still and keep your eyes on me. I'll give you peace that lasts.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.